But it is.
It's moving so fast all the time, yep. isn't it? It's like you just get used to one thing and then, wake up! We're off over here! Oh, we're going over there! You feel like you've been pulled all over the shop, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, the evolution's amazing. Facebook's a cracking example of one guy who did everything he can, everything he could to make something fantastic, and he just was lucky at the time, and the right things happened for him.
Yeah, so, well, Zuckerberg. He also ripped off Abercrombie and Fitch, didn't he? The rowers who got 60 million out of him, didn't he?
I can't think of anyone he didn't rip off. He ripped me off.
But you've got to be careful with these new medias, haven't you? I mean, as Peter MP Stuart Jackson has found out, I mean, there are reports that he may have been stopped from tweeting because of a few things that have happened.
It is interesting. That's the other side of it, and really, it never ceases to amaze me how many people who ought to know better do fail to understand the dangers of Twitter. I mean, undoubtedly, it can be a powerful tool for good. It's used by businesses, great fun in a social context, but mistakes can be enormously damaging for people.
Because once they're out there.
Yeah, it's all celebrities. I mean, football players are getting fined for using it. They're being banned. Cricketers, Kevin Peterson was an example. Mm. Celebrities. I mean, even there was a guy in Arizona, apparently, who told his 2,000 followers that his family was heading out of town and had 10 hours of driving ahead. And when he returned home, his house had been completely burgled and everything had gone.
What a muppet.
I mean, you've got to be careful. We shouldn't put
tools like this in the hands of footballers because they're not the sharpest knives in the box, are they?
They really enjoy it, I think, the football players. But yeah,
they've got nothing else to do all day, have they? I mean, it beats playing PlayStation all day, you see? That's the thing. Yeah. Steve Thorpe says, Twitter has been brilliant for us at the Free Kicks Foundation, which is a local charity that looks after underprivileged and ill children. 1,800 followers on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And lots of offers of help and donations and people promoting our charity. And that is probably in a year, probably, in the last year, since they've gone on involved with that sort of stuff.
Well, I mean, it's the only way. I mean, it's the only way to have a conversation with people who are interested in what you're doing. It's very powerful if you get it right. But there are, as we say, the flip side to using social networking sites, and that is if you're telling everybody exactly what you're doing and where you're going, they know where you're not, for example. So you've got to be mindful, you've got to be careful, but definitely... for business, use it, but interact. Don't just post updates if you have a local business in the area and you want to get on Twitter. Just try and interact. Try and kind of get a conversation going.
Talk to the businesses.
Because that will get you, and that will get people more engaged in what you're doing.
Very quickly, have you got a website for us this week? Anything we ought to be logging on to, looking at?
Yeah, Audioboo is a great place to add personal podcasts and share them with people, and their competitors are SoundCloud, both in London, both great startups, flying the flag for the UK over Silicon Valley. Have a look at those.
He's Matt Hager. He's our tech geek from Scatter, a brand new social media site, and he also runs eMan as well.